Hiya, I'm Kato, and welcome to the Kato Kids Pod for another adventure in the Land of Hearts. Remember that this podcast is accompanied by lots of games to play, riddles and puzzles to solve, and things to build. So pop by jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm.
And it's on to Chapter 3. Now you see me, now you don't. Kato and Hammy ran through the garden, laughing, happy to be in each other's company. It was a warm, lovely day, just the right sort of day for having adventures, if you know what I mean.
Hey, Hammy, do you think anyone will ever write a story about us? I hope my mama will do that one day. Wouldn't it be fun?
Hammy nodded thoughtfully, his quick hamster mind spinning out the possibilities.
Yes. I wonder what they'll call us. Kato, the brave? Hammy, the white prince?
The two friends chuckled, imagining themselves as great heroes in an epic adventure.
What I would really like is a story where I get to eat lots and lots of helado.
Kato licked his lips dreamily. It seemed like ages since he had eaten delicious cold ice cream that gave him such nice warm fuzzies as it slid down his throat. Before Hammy could reply, a soft woof was heard and the spottiest dog they had ever seen appeared and skidded to a stop in front of them. It was panting heavily.
Stop! Go no further! Not if you ever want to eat ice cream again. Beware of the cat. Oof.
Why? Hey!
For the dog had simply disappeared right before their eyes.
Curiouser and curiouser. What do you think happened? Try Kato's Magic Playbook Activity 7 at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm.
Oh, this place is full of strange creatures, Hammy. Who ever heard of a dog that's afraid of a cat? Look, another house. All that talk of helado has given me quite a rumble in my tummy. Shall we see if there's some there?
This time, our time travellers were not challenged, and much to their delight, the door opened straight into a kitchen. There were pots of honey, piles of candy, and many other tempting foods. But, search as they might, there was no ice cream.
I who have nothing.
Kato gave a little sigh as they wandered out into the garden again. You must remember that he was, after all, a very young, tiny bear, lost in a strange world and having all sorts of unexpected adventures. He was actually being extremely brave, don't you think?
And you'll have even less when I'm done with you.
A silky meow came from nowhere.
Who are you? Show yourself!
Even as little as he was, he wasn't going to be bullied by a cat.
Ooh, bold words, tiny bear. So be it. You'll get your wish.
Slowly, a shape took place on a tree branch above their heads. Leaves fluttered down all around the two friends as they looked up, squinting against the light to see who or what would appear. A fat cat with orange and white patches sat on the branch, lazily licking a paw, its tail swishing slowly from side to side.
I'm Cat, and you're trespassing on my land. I can make things disappear, especially little trespasser bears.
The cat puffed up its fur, swelling and swelling till it was twice its size. Hammy was not one to bow to threats, especially from a cat. He stared haughtily at the fat feline and opened his mouth to say something scathingly caustic. Kato shook his head at his old friend.
Oh, Master Cat, you're wise and kind, and we're sorry to have come to your world by mistake. We don't mean any harm, but before you make us disappear, could you show us your magic powers, please?
And why not? I always lose my audience anyway. Very well. Look up at that tree. What do you see?
Ha! Just like a cat to play silly party tricks. It's full of monkeys.
Hammy sniffed. He was not at all impressed and turned away towards Kato. But Kato had disappeared.
You dastardly trickster! You promised not to make us disappear yet!
Hammy clenched his paws, ready to climb the tree and fight the cat if necessary to save Kato.
Now, don't fret. Your precious little friend will be back. I've just borrowed him for a while, so that you get to see my magic all by yourself. Count how many monkeys there are.
Go to jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm and count along with Hammy 2 in our Magic Playbook Activity 8.
1, 2, 3, 13. There are 13.
Hammy replied, counting slowly.
Now count again.
Oh, so you've made one monkey disappear. Am I supposed to applaud?
Hammy was not going to let the cat see how worried he was about his lost friend.
Aha! That's my secret.
Cat clapped his paws together and Kato reappeared next to Hammy.
Now, it's time for both of you to disappear forever.
Wait!
Kato jumped forward.
Give us a puzzle, Cat. If we solve it, you let us go. If we don't, then you can do what you want.
Ah, a challenge. I like your courage, baby bear.
Cat mewed, deep in thought.
I agree.
With a twitch of his tail, Cat melted away amongst the leaves of the tree.
Brilliant! He's gone at last!
Hammy gave a sigh of relief.
Let's go!
Before Kato could reply, a doorbell chimed and the cottage door sprang open. A wooden soldier marched up to the two friends and thrust an envelope into their paws. Compliments of the cat. It bowed stiffly and marched back into the cottage, slamming the door. Kato tore open the envelope and read,
"Of 7 parts there be, all must be used, or it cannot be. 2 gentlemen you see before your eyes, 1 with a foot and 1 without. Tell me, how can that be?"
Kato sat on the ground. He tilted his head, leaning his chin on his paw.
Oh, this is hard. Think, Hammy.
Help Kato and Hammy solve the Gentleman Tangram Illusion. This is Magic Playbook Activity 9, which you can find at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm.
Cat silently appeared before Kato and Hammy.
Can't solve it, I see. Oh, goody. I so enjoy making things disappear.
Haha, you're wrong, Cat. Look, we've solved it.
What? No, it can't be. Doesn't matter. I'm gonna make you disappear anyway.
We don't want to disappear, Cat. But if we must, we'll do it ourselves.
Kato and Hammy threw the magic cloaks that Caterpillar had given them over their heads. Not waiting to see if they were really invisible or not, the two friends ran as fast as they could.
Hurry, this way!
The spotted dog suddenly appeared, waving to Kato and Hammy.
Down this hole and you'll be safe. Say hello to the rabbit for me, won't you?
Kato and Hammy fell to the ground, give way beneath their paws. Down, down, down they tumbled. Who is Rabbit, and where will they go next? We'll continue the adventure next month, but right now, discover the many ways in which things may not seem the way they are. Did you make the monkey disappear? How about that little bird in Activity 10? Is it really in the cage? It's all in Kato's Magic Playbook at jtwgroup.com/landofhearts.htm. Have fun!